A hotel project that took faith and perseverance has been completed just in time to take advantage of the opening of the MGM Springfield Casino next month. Long before anyone knew a destination casino would be built in downtown Springfield, a Christian church-owned development corporation announced plans to turn a long vacant office building into a boutique hotel and use the profits for church-run social service programs. Archbishop Timothy Paul Bayman, president of Epiphany Development Corporation, led an organization of Greater Springfield area clergy who actively campaigned against the MGM Casino. The irony that the now finished hotel will benefit in part due to its proximity to the casino is not lost on Bayman.
Timing is good. I'm grateful to God and we're here.
The hotel development plans were announced in 2006 and faced numerous obstacles on the road to completion earlier this year, including the Great Recession, design changes, cost overruns, the bankruptcy of a mortgage holder, unpaid property taxes and fees, and still unsettled litigation between the development partners. Through it all, Bayman said he never lost faith the project would be completed.
And we took a blighted building and turned it into something very beautiful, like you can see.
And once the legal dust settles, Bayman said the hotel profits will help support church programs.
And all of the profits go back into funding our other initiatives, like our academy, our schools, our health programs. So it's one of those kind of self-sustainable income programs. As you know, grants are very difficult today, so this is one of those kind of projects we do like that.
Operated as a Holiday Inn Express, the hotel has 98 rooms, a fitness center, indoor pool, and conference rooms. There are 25 employees. Mayor Dominic Sarno, who attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the hotel, said it is strategically located on State Street across from the MassMutual Center, within walking distance of the casino and Springfield Museums.
It is an opportune time to have another hotel going up here in the city of Springfield with everything we have going on.
Since the hotel opened in April, business has been very good, including several weekends with no vacancies, according to General Manager Sarabjeep Kandari.
We have very excellent reviews. People love the place. They don't expect it to be this good till they walk in, and then they say, wow, this place is really good.
The final cost of the project was $14 million. According to Bayman, the original cost estimate was less than $10 million. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.